Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, up until now, you were under the impression, so was I, that there is a bipartisan bill to address gun violence passed the House, and it looked like it would have 10 Republican votes to beat a Senate filibuster. You thought that. You thought that right up till now. And I thought that right up till now. Well, it turns out that the Republicans may be planning a bait and switch. Let me tell you what I mean by that. They had to do something after Uvalde. They didn't do something after Uvalde and just blew it off. They were afraid that that would cut into their margins in November. So they immediately designated a group of people, a gang of 10 Republicans who would bust the filibuster. 60 votes bust the filibuster. Actually, 50 votes plus Kamala Harris bust the filibuster. Manchin and Sinema go along with it. And I said to them blue in the face, hey, just do it for a couple of bills. Do it for voting rights, SB1 and HR1. Standardized federal elections. Get the criminality out of the Republican efforts to restrict the vote. But no, they didn't do that. But if you can get 10 Republican votes, then you're golden. And Cornyn of Texas, he looked so sanctimonious. Oh, we're going to get 10. Moscow Mitch said he supported. Well, guess what? Guess what? The Republicans have just announced there's a bump in the road. A bump in the road. What's the bump in the road? The bump in the road is that this new legislation gets rid of the boyfriend loophole, and it doesn't even require red flag laws, but it provides subsidies to states to encourage them to pass red flag laws. It leaves it up to the states. And as you know, the blue states might or might not pass them, the red states won't. It does nothing about lowering, or I should say raising, the age to buy a semi-automatic assault rifle like an AR-15 to 21. It doesn't even do that. It does not do anything to require universal background checks. It just says if you do a background check on a juvenile, in other words, 18 to 21, you can have access to his juvenile records. It gets rid of the boyfriend loophole. The boyfriend loophole is this. Women are disproportionately the subject of gun violence, and romance has gone bad. Right now, a judge is able to take the gun away from a husband, a live-in boyfriend, or a family member who has threatened the woman, that is subjected to domestic violence. But it doesn't permit the judge to take away the weapon from a boyfriend who doesn't live with the woman. Well, that's ridiculous. Half of the women killed are women. They're women who are killed by boyfriends they don't live with. This just gets rid of the boyfriend loophole, and that, the Republicans say, is now a bump in the road. They don't want to take the guns away from boyfriends who don't live with the woman. The second bump in the road they're identifying is the red flag laws. They said, we have people who don't want red flag laws. And the Democrats go, well, we're not even imposing red flag laws. We're just giving financial incentives to states to pass them. Well, that's just not right. The Republicans may insist on taking the elimination of the boyfriend loophole and the subsidies to even encourage states to pass red flag laws out. What will be left? Just a very modest appropriation for school safety. What does that mean? Putting locks on doors? A modest appropriation for mental health services, which the Republicans had filibustered up till now, and letting juvenile purchasers of assault weapons, letting people who do a background check have access to their juvenile files. But many of these people don't have juvenile juvenile records. Many of them don't. And not everybody has to do a background check. You can go to a gun show. You know, there's an ad in a paper, a gun show. You can show up and buy it. There's no background check. You can, a guy can advertise an AR-15 in the classifieds. No background check. Guy comes up to you in a bar. Hey, you want to buy an AR-15? Sure, $100, $200. God, that's pretty cheap. No questions asked, no background check. This bill, to begin with, did nothing to address the problem, in my view, because it still permitted the sale of assault weapons, permitted them to minors going down to 18, and permitted them without any background check at all. Now, one of the few things it did was get rid of the boyfriend loophole and at least convince some states financially to pass red flag laws, I think are going to be taken out by the Republicans. Now that Uvalde is cooling off, they did this as a scam, in my opinion. They are in bad faith. Cornyn comes across, he tries to come across as a moderate. Cornyn is the worst. I mean, Cruz at least seems frank in his lizard-like devotion to slyness and dishonesty. Cornyn is a master scammer. Master scammer. What people in their right mind, after all those negotiations, they negotiated for over a week, can suddenly say, well, we have a bump in the road on the boyfriend loophole and red flag. And by the way, red flag, all that does is, if you have a relative who is mentally ill and you live with him, you know he's mentally ill and he's threatening to kill people, you can go to a judge, say, judge, I'm afraid, please take away his guns temporarily, put them in some safe storage at the police station, and let's have him evaluated. And sadly, two officers yesterday were killed, you know that, in California. They went to a motel where there was a stabbing incident. The woman who was hiding out from her former husband would come to kill her, said, please don't go in that room, he has a gun. They went in the room and they both killed. And then the guy was shot by police who came on the scene. That woman could have gone to a judge before then and gotten an order taking away his guns. And even that is, you know, a lot of women are gonna be afraid to do that. There are a lot of judges, you know, well, you know, it's not right on my docket, the guy will find out. It isn't great in even as of itself. And how did 10 Republicans say, we promised to override the filibuster and then go back on their word and say it's a speed bump or bump in the road? Their word is no good. Their word, Republicans' word is no good. Liz Cheney's word is good. Adam Kinzinger's word is good. Moscow Mitch's word is no good. And neither is Cornyn's and neither the rest of them. So I'm putting this on your radar. Keep a sharp eye on it. Keep a sharp eye on it. We thought we had a deal addressing gun violence. It was all simply sort of a paper mask is all it was. Did nothing about assault weapons. I will say again, they should be designated military weapons. They're more lethal than machine guns that from the 1930s, which are also outlawed. Doesn't do anything to them, but a lot of the other fluff that it was there, they're saying some of that has to come out. And then when the Democrats say no, enough's enough, the Republicans will go in November saying the Democrats stopped addressing gun violence. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.